Growing up in school, I was usually the only black kid. And a lot of times I did feel left out. It was really tough, but I think it made me stronger being the outsider.
I can relate because going to high school, there's not people just like me. There's mostly white people.
How does that make you feel being the only person there like that?
Sometimes it's kind of hard because, like, in history, when we're talking about slavery or something, a whole bunch of people will just turn and look at me. It makes me, like, say, like, yeah, I know, I'm black. Have you ever been called the N-word?
I've definitely been called that. And I think back to the time when me and my friends, this was when we were like 12 years old, and some guys in a truck drove close to us. And I can remember the guy saying, whoop, there it is, niggers. And the guys almost ran us over, and we were pretty upset. Have you ever been called that word before?
Yeah, just recently somebody called me that word. And some people, like, say go back to Africa or something like that.
This is not stuff I was aware of. I didn't know that kids like that existed at your school. Fani, I want you to know that you're not what they've been told you're like. It's kind of heart-aching to think about the stuff that I went through, and you're still going through those same things. I want you to know that if you ever feel scared or if these sort of things happen in the future, I mean, I'm always there for you to talk to me about them.
I don't know. I just never really like to talk about myself or things that, like, I go through.
So do you think by not talking about it that it's going to get better?
No, probably not.
I think you've done more talking today than you have in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I really thank you for coming here with me and for getting outside your comfort zone. And I hope that we can have more conversations like this in the future. I love you.
Love you too.